at last, a sport that you and I can relate to, which brings us to a story we have coming up, right?
Boy, can we relate to this one. This is a pickup game of basketball, tough in its own right. In fact, Scott, it's a game I once played in and dominated, if you will, although your old producer pal Peter Breslow might dispute that. Peter started this pickup game now in its 33rd season. And Scott, even though now Peter is a bit vertically challenged, shall we say, he still plays a mean horizontal game, and he's helping keep the NPR hardwood tradition alive. Here he is with the play-by-play.
Thanks, Tom. And by the way, Tom had a very sweet shot from the corner. Over the years, he was one of an array of NPR staffers who were part of the game. And yes, that's right, it's been going on since 1982, when I washed up on NPR's doorstep looking for a job. That makes me too old to still be playing, and yet somehow, I still am. Every Wednesday night over the decades, a group of guys has come together to run full court in a rented gym. We've had journalists, carpenters, doctors, locksmiths, IT guys, military guys, lawyers, and at least one top White House staffer. This is D.C., after all. Often, we know little about each other's personal lives and would never recognize each other with long pants on.
You know, when it's really clicking, it's like a jazz symphony. And most of the time, it's like a bad garage band.
That's Bernard Ohanian. He's one of the almost originals and among the few graybeards left in our group. He says the game endures because everyone's friendly, plays hard, and...
there's no jerks in the game. I mean, anybody who's ever played basketball, pickup basketball, knows that that's not always the case. And you know, the friendships and the relationships that you build up over a number of years... it just feels right. It feels like part of my life, you know, so.
NPR economics correspondent John Itzde, an all-state player in high school, has been part of my on-court life for a long, long time.
So I know every move you've got.
You know that I can't go left.
I know you can't go left. I know when you go right, you go hard, and you can make that hook shot, that little running hook shot at the basket.
Occasionally. But John is a consistent threat from the outside and along the baseline. And it's those moves that keep him in the game.
Every now and then, I do something that feels like it felt when I was 20 years old. It just feels so great. And you realize you were once really good at this thing. And I'm not very good at it anymore. I mean, but it's still fun. It's just great fun.
For Bernard Ohanian, long-running games run in the family. His dad played with a group of friends from the time they were 15 until well into their golden years. And there was this one guy named Bob who had been fouling everyone since World War II, but he'd never admit it. Well, during one game in the mid-1980s, he hacked his buddy Joe one time too many.
And Joe says, "Foul." And Bob just looks incredulous. And he looks at him and says, "Joe, I didn't foul you." And you can see this stuff simmering in Joe, like you've been holding it in all these years, right? And he slams the ball down on the floor and he says, "Damn it, Bob, it was a foul in 1945 and it's a foul today."
When we started, almost everyone was in their early 30s. But over the years, the original cast of characters dwindled down. Some left town, some were felled by torn ligaments, others were pulled away by marriage and kids. Some just got too old and creaky, and most often, young guys took their place.
So what year were you born?
1983.
Yes, Dan Blank was born the year after this game started. I'm pretty sure I'm older than his parents.
A lot of guys out here have some very sneaky speed. Every now and then I think I can just jog back down and keep pace, and then they zoom right past me. So it's kept me on my toes.
So some old guy might surprise you here and again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't take anything for granted the way I did the first game.
He's just being nice. But that's kind of a hallmark of this intergenerational game. Again, Bernard Ohanian.
When any of us, like really older guys, you know, dives for a ball and we're on the ground or we fall, I mean, if the young guys are like standing over us, "You're right, you're right, you're right," I think they're afraid we're gonna die on the court.
At least he died doing what he loved. For John Itzde, retirement is not an option, not yet.
You know, I keep thinking, I suppose there's a time will come when we'll have to hang it up, but it's not next week, and I don't think it's next year. Yeah, I don't know. I think just keep going until I can't go anymore.
Well, I think
I got to go. I'm in.
All right, good luck.
Over the years, I've broken my nose, cracked my ribs, torn muscles, and sprained ankles. My jump shot percentage is approaching that of low-fat milk, and my reflexes have gone from cat-like to semi-catatonic. And yet, I keep playing, because the game I've practiced since I was 9 years old keeps toying with me. Just when it seems like I can't raise the embarrassment bar any higher, I'll have a great night, or at least a great game. I'll hit most of my shots, maybe even a game winner. And then I know I'll be back next Wednesday night. Peter Breslow, NPR News.
Was a way that I could make it stop.